It was one of her worst habits, one she was trying to change. Now, tell me, why was it so important that I come along with you to this party? You hang around these people all the time. Why are you nervous about tonight? Tess grabbed Allison's hand and led her toward the bar. I'll explain everything over a drink. I don't want to get upstairs too early. I haven't eaten all day, and the buffet will be too much to resist. You know I have absolutely no willpower when it comes to crab claws. Once they'd settled themselves at the bar, Tess took a gulp of her vodka tonic, then drew a deep breath. I think Jeffrey is going to propose to me tonight, she said, the words tumbling out of her mouth. Allison gasped, her eyes going wide. What? I've been expecting it for a while. We've been carrying on this relationship for about 4 years, and I can tell he's getting restless. When he was at the farm a couple of weeks ago, he told me he was going to make a very important announcement at the party tonight and that I might be surprised. Then, out of nowhere, I get an invitation. I've never been invited before. And this would be so him. Shocking his parents with the news that he wants to marry me. I can just see him, getting down on his knee at midnight in front of all these people. Have you even discussed marriage? No, not really, Tess said. But it makes perfect sense for both of us. We make a good team. And you love him? Tess hesitated before answering. It was a question she'd asked herself over and over again. The answer seemed to change like the weather. He can give me the security I never had, and I can be a good wife to him. She shook her head. I know you've never really liked him, but no, Allison said. It's not that I don't like him. I don't know him. We've never met. You're the only one who knows him. This whole relationship exists in the dark, Tess. No one has a clue anything's going on between you. Don't you find that strange? We both wanted it that way, Tess insisted. It would have caused too many problems if everyone at the farm thought I was sleeping with the boss. And you know my father. Give him a few drinks and he'd be bragging about it to all his buddies. Besides, the Beals have always wanted Jeffrey to marry someone from a prominent family. He's trying to protect me. Allison shook her head, turning back to her drink. I just think it's a little weird. Tess reached out and touched her arm. I know it is, but we're two very practical people. We respect each other. We're both focused on our work. And even though the sex isn't earth-shattering, it's enough for me. I can be very happy with that. I thought I could too, Allison said. But when you find the real thing, you'll feel much differently. Think about yourself for once, Tess. Don't worry about your father or your finances. That was easy for Allison to say, Tess mused. Allison had two parents who had loved and cared for her and two sisters to support her along the way. All Tess had was an alcoholic father who drifted from job to job during her childhood and gambled away any chance they ever had at a stable home life. Tess had become his caretaker at the age of 7. At the moment, her mother had walked out nearly 20 years ago. How many times had they been homeless since that day? How many days had they scraped out a living doing menial labor on horse farms just to eat? She knew exactly what Jeffrey's money would buy. Tess would finally have a home of her own, a place in the world that wasn't dependent on keeping her job. I know what I'm doing, Tess said. Then why am I here? Are you sure you didn't want me to talk you out of this? Moral support. I need at least one person in that room on my side. And I can say anything to you. You understand me. You should be able to say anything to Jeffrey, too, Allison said. You shouldn't have to pretend to be something you're not, Tess. I'm not pretending, Tess countered. I'm just moderating my bad habits. She stirred.